Hello, KMA Land. It's another Thursday here on the Double X Factor, and that means it's time for me, Spencer Williams, to take another aim at this week's topic, gaslighting. I shared with you on Tuesday that gaslighting caused me some confusion until I did the research and found out a little more about it. But in true Double X Factor fashion, when you learn about something, you start to examine your own life to see where, if at all, it applies. Sometimes that's best for you in the long run, but kind of stings in the moment. I came away from the gaslighting thinking that I tend to do this in arguments with someone. I can sort of negate their feelings as a defense mechanism, or if I am really stunned that they're upset by something I don't see a problem with. Have you ever found yourself saying things like, "I was joking," "I didn't do that," "You're imagining things," "You make stuff up in your head," "You have issues," "You're upset over nothing," "Here we go again," "There's always some drama with you." Now, I'm not at all saying we don't sometimes find ourselves in situations with people who really have lost touch with reality, but we also don't get to take a bullying approach to deal with someone already struggling, at least not if we want to be the best versions of ourselves. And our pointed words won't really help someone in those situations anyway. Now, having done these things before in the heat of the moment doesn't make you a habitual gaslighter or an emotional abuser, but it might be something you want to be aware of. Gaslighting is a long process that works in stages. So like anything, the sooner we catch it, the more we're able to control it. No one wants to be a contributing factor in someone questioning their self-worth. Gaslighting can happen with your partners, in the workplace, in your parenting, and just about anywhere else a relationship exists. It's gone past awareness and something you need to correct if you find yourself telling someone they are wrong a lot, not believing the other person is capable of making their own decisions, feeling like they underreact to everything, so you overreact and demand apologies often. Sure, these are types of things that happen from time to time in any relationship, but make sure they are the exception and not the norm. So you'll notice on my graphic for today's segment, I found an alternative way to word things when you are in confrontation with anyone, gaslighter or not. Or if you need a different approach to someone you might be frustrated with, there's always a better way. A more evolved way, a healthier way. And we hope that's what the Double X Factor gives you each and every weekday. Sandy will be in with more on this topic tomorrow, and we'll be back with a whole new discussion next week. As always, we appreciate you making the Double X Factor a part of your day. Thanks so much for listening.